Before a rainbow flag was raised for the ninth year at Langley City Hall on Monday, July 28, Mayor Nathan Pochel talked about how easily and quickly rights can be taken away. "We've seen that in the United States," Pochel told about 30 people gathered outside the hall. "We've seen that even close to home, like in Alberta where they're stripping away the rights of trans people." Pochel said it can happen in BC as well. "I won't get into specifics, but there's examples of erasure happening right now in our community, and it was because our communities stood up, allies to us LGBTQ people that made sure that we're still going to be visible," Pochel said. "They try to put us back in the closet, and they try to make us disappear because they just want us to go away. But guess what? We're not going away." Pochel described Langley City as a community that stands up for queer people, and provided a personal example. "The other day, on social media, I was talking about a water fountain in a park, and someone was like, 'How gay are you?' And I'm like, 'I'm pretty gay. I've been married for over 15 years, Pochel recalled. And then the online response from the community is, "What a stupid question. And you know, that really gives a warmth in my heart." Langley Pride Society and the Friends of Dorothy Youth Group took part in the flag raising. Friends of Dorothy facilitator Carly Schneider was really grateful to be here, to be able to recognize and sort of shine some light on the vibrancy of the queer community, both youth, adults, seniors, and the like. It was the first flag raising for the relatively new Langley Pride, which Society President Caprice Stadnick described as a small but very fierce group who believe in something simple. That everybody in our community deserves to be seen, respected, and celebrated for who they are. "This flag isn't just fabric, it's a visible promise that Langley is a place where queer and trans people are valued, not just during Pride Month or August, but all year long," Stadnick said. Stadnick was referring to Langley Pride Day 2025, scheduled for Saturday, August 9, at the Langley Senior Resources Society. Scott Miller, a Pride director, explained it will be an all-day event. "There's something for everyone to come, so come check us out," Miller told the Langley Advance Times. "It's a great time to come out and celebrate. The event offers all-ages daytime events and ticketed evening performances, with acts that include Queer as Funk, described as one of the few predominantly queer bands in Canada, in a show guide at https://www.langleypridesociety.ca/pride-day.